An exhibit that's made stops at places like the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History and SeaWorld is in Wisconsin for the first time. The exhibit is called Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea. It opened at the Green Bay Botanical Garden earlier this month. It features sea animal sculptures made from something unexpected, trash. Angela Hazeltine-Potsey is the founder and artistic director of the nonprofit Washed Ashore Project. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And Linda Guskey is director of education and guest experience at the Green Bay Botanical Garden. Linda, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rob.
Well, Angela, give us the basic idea, the concept behind this project, please.
Well, Washed Ashore started about 11 years ago, and with the idea I had that if people just saw how much garbage was washing up on our beaches and realized what was happening in the ocean and actually saw it in a way that they couldn't ignore it, then they would take action to help solve the problem. And no better way than I can think of is then to use the arts as a powerful language. And so I decided to use the idea of the animals that are affected by the plastic pollution in the ocean and waterways. And really, that's what Washed Ashore is all about. And the Great Lakes is part of that. And then make them gigantic so that people can't just walk by them, but go, what? What's that? Where? What is that? I need my picture taken next to it. And then what is it about? And then they see objects that they can recognize in their own usage in life and stop and think about, well, maybe I am buying too much plastic, or maybe I'm throwing away too much plastic, and maybe I should make some changes. So that's kind of the idea. And then we partner up with organizations like botanical gardens and zoos and aquariums around the country and partner with them to get the message out to the people and try to spark positive changes in consumer habits.
And Linda, can you paint us a radio picture of what these sculptures look like in the setting of the botanical garden there?
Oh, wow. Just so imagine flowers, of course, at a botanical garden, and then emerging from them are these larger-than-life sea animal creatures. They're very vibrant in color. And as you, when you're far away, all you see is that big, big animal. So a shark that's, you know, swimming away, or a flash the marlin, which is beautiful and colorful. And then as you get up closer, you realize all the little pieces are pieces that you recognize. There's soles of shoes, there's toys, there's hairbrushes, all this plastic that you're using and don't really always think about where it goes after you're done with it.
Angela, what kind of response have you gotten from people who have seen and come in and saw the close-up, all the material that ends up in the ocean? What kind of things do you hear from people about the stuff they use?
Well, I think that, you know, people are really sometimes shocked that there's so much of it, and that it's stuff that, you know, it's not somebody else's fault, but they use that same stuff they're seeing. You know, if it's a Bic lighter, or if it's a toothbrush, or you know, maybe it was a can or a water bottle, and they're like, well, I didn't really think about that as being an issue, but it is, because it's ending up in the ocean. And I think that, you know, they're meant to be beautiful and horrifying and educational at all at the same time. And so, you know, get a little of all of that. And hopefully, and our signage is really important as well. Gives you action points that you can take today to help solve the problem. And also, it gives you a kind of a fun way of a scavenger hunt of things that you can look for and look more carefully at, which is really fun for kids too, as well as adults.
And Linda, I understand one of the sculptures is brand new, making its debut in Green Bay, Stanley the Sturgeon. Can you tell us about Stanley?
Yes. So most of these creatures you will see are creatures from the ocean. And so we wanted to have something to tie back to our area, to our region. And in the Fox Valley and Green Bay area, sturgeon spearing is a big topic and a, you know, a really important pastime that's here and part of our history. So, and the sturgeon was a really great fit. We really just wanted to make sure that we're tying that theme of plastic pollution. You know, it's not just happening in the oceans, as Angela mentioned, it's happening right here in our Great Lakes. So we wanted to make sure that we were tying it back home as well. So really excited. Stanley is one of the first sculptures that you will see. And like you said, it's making its debut here at Green Bay Botanical Garden. It's been seen nowhere else.
Angela, can you talk about the value of taking the exhibit on the road? You've been at some big name institutions. You've got a documentary about the Washed Ashore project. What makes you want to go to, come here and visit us in Wisconsin, for example?
We just need to reach everybody. And so we're constantly, we actually have 4 traveling exhibits that tour the country all the time. And when I started this, I was like, well, it can't just be in one place. It's just got to keep moving and it has to keep reaching people. So we've calculated that about 35 million people have actually seen our work in person in the last 11 years, because we never just put the stuff in storage. We're always traveling it to another place and another place. And that's really important to make the kind of change that we really believe in. And really, in 11 years, I've seen a huge amount increase of talking about and understanding and taking action against plastic pollution in the water. And I'd like to think that we had something to do with that. But
And Linda, as we wrap up, can you let us know how and when people can check out the exhibit?
Yes, the exhibit is here at Green Bay Botanical Garden now through September 26th. It's included with admission, and we are open daily from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. So whenever you come visit the garden, that includes a visit to Washed Ashore, again, from now through September 26th.
Linda, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody at the garden soon.
And Angela, thanks a lot for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Angela Hazeltine-Potsey is founder and artistic director of the nonprofit Washed Ashore Project, and Linda Gustke is director of education and guest experience at the Green Bay Botanical Garden, where they are exhibiting one of the collections of sculptures made from ocean pollution.